Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 353. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get into it. Starting with the door-to-door geek, C. McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Hey, Steve. It's spring, but it feels like it's almost summertime already. Something tells me you are well on your way to summer down in the great south. What? Southeast? Southeast.
You got it.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but I think I know why my cat's been itching a lot lately. For 2 months. I went to like this healthy pet food store today, and I just walked in, and the first thing I said to the girl, I'm like, let me just get this girl's opinion. I said, my cat's been itching. And she's like, yeah, I know. A lot of pets are itching. I'm like, really? I'm like, why? She's like, there's pollen in the air. It's really heavy this year or something like that. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought there was something majorly wrong. So I think that's, she doesn't have fleas. So I think that's one of the main reasons what's happening. So that was kind of a relief because I think she hit the nail on the head.
This is the time of year where, I mean, even when I heard Sean Johnson on Voxer today up in Buffalo, he sneezed from the pollen. My kids both have reactions to it. My youngest one literally gets like little red spots on his fairer parts of his skin.
Yeah.
It seems like, but hopefully that goes away.
I'm sure it will. Yeah. But, and anybody listening, of course, I took my cat to the vet to get her checked out. Two vets, in fact. And they're both like, I think it's fleas. I'm like, if one more vet tells me it's fleas, I'm going to punch them, man or woman. All right. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, our newscaster said that it felt like Florida here today.
Ha!
And he knows, our weathercaster.
How does he know?
He must have been to Florida once. It was 80 today, so it's like Florida.
Wow.
And we had there was a possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm, so that was like Florida, but we didn't get it. And I've got my summer affliction. I've got a nice patch of poison ivy kicking, got some blisters going on my arms now.
Well, you need to try that clay stuff.
I did. I put some on it.
Are you
Mother
serious?
Of something?
Cleopatra's Secret?
I did that once. I should probably have done it more, but it's a lot of work. And I'd just rather pop two Benadryls like every couple hours.
It seems like a more healthy way to go.
But I tell you what, that Benadryl, it does not do good things to you.
No.
There's a reason why it makes you tired. It's like brings you down bad.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and real quick, Steve, I'm sure now in hindsight, I don't sound any different with this new microphone because we're on Google Hangouts. When you hear the raw audio, it might sound different.
Yeah, Dora has a new mic with a gold ball on the end.
Well, I don't want to say ball, cylinder. Code for sale, salute you. It's a microphone that I am playing with, and he already said he won't accept if I give it back to him.
Yeah.
So no. It's a good looking mic. Hopefully it sounds good because it's got some bling effect.
It does. It's a fly mic. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to say this. Maybe the point of the mic was to draw the attention away from my clear for radio face to the microphone. That's what I'm going to guess.
No, I don't think so.
I tried.
Right. You covered up all the gold with your pop filter. So it's...
Well, I keep thinking it has to have a pop filter. It has to.
You're right. You did the right thing there.
Okay.
Forget the bling.
I say get a gold pop or take the pop filter out to the shed and spray paint it gold. They get that gold metallic spray paint and then throw it back on there. So it's.
And that won't affect the effectiveness of the pop filter
at all.
No. I don't know. Code for sale. This mic just ain't doing it. For some reason it don't sound right. Looks good though.
All right, Eric, why don't you start us off today with an app?
All right. I've got I'm always looking for a podcast app. I'm not just a podcaster. I am a podcast enthusiast. I like to listen to other podcasts. And this one is called Podcast Republic.
What did you think he was going to say? Podcast Mother?
No, I thought he was going to say the one that I'm bringing.
You got one too, huh? Me. Podcast Republic reminds me a lot of Podcast Addict. Almost very, very close to the same, the way things are set up on it. And it works good. I did use it to actually watch a new podcast that just came out, the new Screensavers from Twit.
How is it?
It was good. This Podcast Republic did freeze up a couple times on me. I don't know if it was just still working itself in or something. At first, when I was watching the HD video of Twit, and then, but then after that, it played right through just fine. So I'm not sure what was going on there.
I was actually asking, how was the new screensavers?
It was good. It was. Patrick Norton was on there.
Yeah.
It reminded me, Leo Laporte was happy. I could see it. You know, I could kind of feel it. He was back in his old day, kind of.
Good, man. Oh, that's so fun. Good. That actually makes me happy.
Yeah, he was close to giddy, I'll say, during the show. And afterwards, he did say on the next Twit, the initial numbers look fantastic. Best ratings for any first episode of anything he's ever done. So that's good.
Even this week in fun?
I'm sure this week in fun. But Patrick Norton did not wear a utilikilt, so I didn't feel like it was the screensavers all over again.
Did he wear one every episode?
No, but he definitely wore one at least a couple times. I will say it was good to see those two hanging out, because that's what it really was. I like the fact that because this was not a scripted show, they could, on the fly, change what they were doing, and they did that at least once. They just said, okay, now we're going to talk about this when we didn't even plan about it, but let's just talk about it.
Kind of thing. Oh, really cool. Hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, they kind of had a little problem, I think, didn't you notice, at the beginning of going too in-depth on certain subjects where, you know, the screensavers is more bam, 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 topic, you know, and they were kind of in their other zone where it's this week in Google, where you're spending a lot of time on one subject and beating it up.
And, yeah, they were definitely starting to ride that tangent, and then Leo was like, no, this is where we just, you know, gloss over things, and if they want to hear the in-depth, they go to the other shows kind of thing.
Right.
I gotcha. Neat. All right, well, let's go back to Podcast Republic.
Yeah, one huge negative about it. I despise the fact that their app name, if you look at the URL, is iTunes Top Podcast Player.app.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I think that's a super cheesy, horrible attempt at some type of SEO.
That's definitely.
And I think
everyone. Would you think that if it didn't have the word iTunes in it?
No. I think they're literally trying to use that as some sort of SEO gamification thing going on. And everyone should already know exactly how I feel about Apple, iOS, and iTunes. But just in case you're unaware, they're scum, and trying to game them is bad. I can't wait for the day. I know it's going to happen.
Who's scum? Apple or
the company? The whole company. I can't wait for the day when subscribable audio A is not known as podcast anymore, and B not influenced so heavily by Apple.
Yeah. Why do you say they're scum?
I mean, they make an $85 watch and they sell it for $10,000. That's kind of bad, you know?
Yeah. Do you like money?
No, I don't.
If you
just causes problems.
I actually believe you, but if you more money, could more make problems. If you can make an $85 watch and sell for $10,000 and not feel like it, well, it's not like they stole the money.
If I could, paid. I would, and then I would give 95% of it away.
I believe that too, actually. It's no argument with Dor on this point.
Well, no, I mean, and I understand what they're doing. It's great for the board. It's great for their bottom line. It's great for their bank account. It's not great for free enterprise. It's not good for openness in software. It's not good for openness in software. It's not good for culture, except to look like an elitist by wearing your $10,000 watch.
Here's the thing. I look at making a lot of money as something that is pro survival. So anybody who does that, in my opinion, through a non-criminal way, I applaud them. I respect them. I respect Apple for achieving the success that they have. And if they could sell an $85 watch for 10 grand or whatever, good for them.
I can slice hairs with you on this, but I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice if they did something uber constructive with the money. They probably are doing lots of projects like that, to be honest.
Well, and I know they're supporting a lot of families, a lot of developers, a lot of people who are behind the scenes doing all this stuff. I'm not stupid about that.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll save that for another podcast.
This week in pointless arguments.
Jose will be back on the show at some point.
I don't want to both those guys on.
No, if you
somebody
notice,
on my team.
If you notice when he's on, I purposely pull back a little bit.
You do. You're right. You're right. Yeah, he's moving. Yeah, I understand. All right. Back to Podcast Republic again. Are they so anything else you want to say about it, Eric?
No, I think we've got it covered pretty good. I never noticed the URL or the groups in the Google forum, IP podcast player. And then it's Podcast Republic in another spot.
Wait a minute.
I agree with Dora.
Well, no. Okay, I'll say this.
It doesn't say iTunes, does it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
it says, in the URL.
iTunes top podcast player.
Yeah.
.app.
This might have a couple features.
Gotcha.
Like sync between devices might be really useful for a lot of people. Car mode might also be useful for a lot of people. I am going to download this and install it just because I like to see how their default selection goes and how if they have suggested type media just to check it out. But here's the obvious question I have, Eric. Do you know if it has a speed control and playback?
Ooh, I didn't look. I didn't, you know, it's not something I use, so I didn't try that out. I did go through some of their suggested podcasts, and it's, I typed in like tech, I think, or went into the tech category, and it's basically the same list everybody else uses now.
Gotcha. Yeah, because I asked because I don't see anything in the description about it. And when I'm looking through the screens of it, nothing looks obvious to me about playback speed control. And without being able to speed up the cast, it does say, okay, 1.5x, so it can do variable speed playback to at least some degree. I see it on there like 6 screenshot.
Now, I use this to watch a HD video podcast. Is it your experience that they have that happen in video podcasts too, where the video speeds up?
I don't believe I've seen it in anything except for VLC. And when you do it in VLC, it sounds horrible. I would happily pay $8 or more. It's literally for a podcasting app that could display video and properly audio tune speed up without sounding like chipmunks.
I vouch for your VLC opinion because I'm doing a course on Facebook ads with video and I'm speeding it up like 2x and it doesn't sound that great. You're right. All right, cool. Podcast Republic. Thank you, Eric. Over to Dora.
Okay. I will say as much guff as I gave Eric on his is probably a better podcast app. This one is called Podcast To Go Beta. This to me definitely looks much less polished, much less refined. But I will say I am a super fan of simplicity, non-complexity with a podcasting app. I figured I'm more of a, I don't want to say unitasker. I like my apps to be small, modular, do a very small subset of things and not everything under the universe. I basically want to be able to subscribe, download, play, speed up. And I will say, I could not find any variable speed playback while using this app. So that is one huge strike against it in my book. But it is, I think, a very nicely developed app, very easy to download, easy to understand how everything works in it. So if you have very simple needs, this might be a decent one for you.
I like simplicity, too. It usually means it runs faster, usually.
Yeah.
Less bloat.
Well, it can mean less bloat. Unfortunately, it can also mean if you download it and they keep updating it, you're just going to get a little bit more mad with every update.
Because more bloat?
Yeah, because they'll just keep adding features.
Gotcha. Oh, cool. I got to check it out. It doesn't look that bad.
No.
It doesn't look ghetto or anything. Podcast To Go Beta by Tomas Hubelik. Let's see if I have an app. One second. My phone died today. I missed my friend's birthday. Okay, we got Facebook. Did we talk about Facebook yet?
Don't believe so.
Oh, you got a Facebook app?
Yeah, there's a Facebook app.
It came installed, but I've never really actually
What does it do? I've never heard of this Facebook thing.
Let you go on Facebook. Oh. Did you guys do Akinator? Did you ever see Akinator?
Don't believe so.
If you watch the YouTube video channel that I like, Rahat the Magician, I think his channel is actually called The Magic of Rahat, R-A-H-A-T. I love this dude. He does all kinds of magic tricks and pranks, and it's all good fun. Like, cracks people up, makes people think they're just seeing crazy things. And it's awesome. Well, one of his pranks, he took this app called the Akinator. The Akinator is basically this little genie who just sits there floating, and you basically think of a movie star or a person, and this genie will ask you questions about this person, and will guess who you're thinking about
after they ask you a question. Yeah, like almost like that 20Q thing you could buy at the stores a few years ago.
Oh, it does the same type of thing?
It asks you 20 questions, and it could be a person, place, or a thing. And in them 20 questions, it'll get it. And it's just a little thing that runs off at a AA battery and looks like an egg with an LCD screen on it.
I hate these things. I hate these things because they do work. And they work, honestly, scaringly good.
Yeah.
Well, why do you hate them?
Because I keep thinking, my brain should be able to beat out this stupid thing. It shouldn't be hard to beat it. Come on, I'm a human. I've been evolving for whatever number of years. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And I can't. I hate it.
I think if you have an app like the Akinator or something too, it actually, I don't know if it does, but it could potentially go out on the internet while it's trying to guess too, where that little egg thing's totally
so
not connecting to anything.
So what you're saying is this can use the power of the cloud.
Could, yeah, maybe.
Anyway, he does this prank where he doesn't show people that he's using this app. Nice. He's got a Bluetooth headset on, and his friend who's listening through the Bluetooth headset has the app, and he just goes up and starts asking people questions. And he's like, think of a famous person, and he starts asking them these questions, and he guesses the answer like the Akinator would. And it's really clever, and again, he blows people's minds. They think he's like super psychic genius or something.
How many questions does it take, you think, Steve, to get for the Akinator to come up with the answer?
Here's my disappointment. In the video with Rahat, he didn't show every question that was being asked, so it seemed like he was performing miracles. But when I downloaded and used the Akinator, it took way too many, and it was like obvious by the end. There, you know, it was like, the Akinator would ask, is your person you're thinking of, was he like the lead character in Pirates of the Caribbean? It's Johnny Depp. Like, of course, if you ask me that, well, and I say yes, you'll guess it.
Yeah. Yeah. Since the late 80s, I knew in every form of media, whenever there's a camera switch, there's a chance for a camera edit, which means they could have taken out 3 minutes or rearranged footage. So every time I see a camera change angles, I know, well, this isn't really exactly how it unfolded.
Right.
True.
But we also know there are some uncommonly stupid people out there that you could sit there for 2 hours asking questions. And then when you tell them the answer, they're like, oh my God, you're amazing. How could you know that?
Yeah, he comes across some people like that in his videos. But for the most part, they're just really nice people, I think.
I like the one where he had a hoverboard. And he was levitating, and the one girl freaked out. I thought she was just going to start running away from him.
He had one where he walks on water, and some guys were looking at him. He's like, you don't look like Jesus. He's like, the only person I know who walks on water was Jesus. He called his mom, and he hears him talking to his mom. He's like, Mom, I was at the park today, and this guy, he walked on water. No, I know, Mom. Only Jesus walked on water. It was awesome. All right, that's my app for today. Let's go through another round real quick, Eric.
Okay, I've got a live wallpaper.
All right,
called Minima.
Ooh.
Paste.
And
Minima Live wallpaper. It's basically kind of like, you know, lollipopish. It's got the flatness to it where there's layers of, I don't know, almost looks like layers of paper.
Yeah, it does.
And then it just moves with your, you know, with
your
swipes and stuff. It doesn't really parallax, no.
Oh, it moves with swipes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, I like downloading some of these backgrounds. It does. I guess it does parallax.
So like, that would be a one-dimensional parallax. Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of lax.
Whoa, that thing is laxing. Look at it.
It's, yeah. The thing I like is you can change all the colors in it, though. To whatever colors you want. There is in-app purchases where you can get to do a lot more, but just to change those colors and mess around with it for free, it's a good.
I will say that alone, I don't think I've seen. I mean, you're taking preset what looks like images, just, you know, screenshots of images, but you can also change the colors. That to me is an actual differentiator, something that a lot of apps I don't think do. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it makes it feel like paper, like you're just changing the colors of paper that they're laying on top of each other.
Like maybe construction paper? You're constructing a experience?
I really like this, man. It's a great... looks great.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely download this.
See, I'm really solidly behind my default Oxygen OS wallpaper just because it clearly says right on it, never settle. And I don't want to ever settle. So I don't want to replace that. But I'm going to install this, Mr. Ardini.
Okay.
And at least play with it.
It's not, you're not settling.
No.
This is quality.
Maybe you can put some kind of a constant notification at the top of your screen that says never settle, that takes place of all of your other notifications.
Yeah.
Just text. Yeah, notification text. That should be an app. Replaces all your notifications with never settle.
That's a great idea. You should release that. It'd probably be easy to program that one. All right. Dor, what you got?
Okay, what I got is actually connected to a app recommendation I got last week from John Miller. Thank you again, Stormwatch. You're the man. This, again, links to the website Code Selector. Last week, I had the audio recorder from them. This one is called Droid NAS. DROID space NAS. It is essentially an on the fly, hit a button, bang, your phone now can become a network attached storage, quote unquote, to other devices. So you can very easily click to share stuff like SD card contents or camera contents or the downloads folder contents or your music contents or your photos contents kind of thing. You can do them all, or you can do one or a combination thereof. You can actually save profiles, so you can say, when I'm at work, I want to share like this. When I'm at home, I want to share like that, and easily switch back and forth to. You can also limit access via a username password. I don't know how secure that is, but you can at least gives you the option for that. And then basically when you go to a full desktop computer, you can access it just like it's a network share.
Does it have to stay on? The phone has to stay on, or it could just, how can it be accessed?
Well, you hit start server on the app, and then you can just do whatever you want on the phone, and the server will always be running in the background.
Okay.
And then just on your desktop computer, you can either say browse network, as long as you're both connected to the same wireless network. Just hit browse network on most modern operating systems, including Linux. And then
Windows is not supported because it can't connect to small business servers or SMB servers via non-standard port.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a bummer.
I love it when Windows ain't supported. I'm sorry.
I was wondering if I could hook up a powered, you know, OTG cable to like a 4 terabyte external hard drive and use it as a NAS then.
This one, it looks like maybe not, but I know the old faithful Servers Ultimate. Yes. You can make a path and then hit turn on and voila. And that one, I'm 99.99999% sure did work when you accessed it from a Windows computer. Yeah, and it makes it sound like it only worked on Mac OS X. I can say it worked on my Windows just fine. I mean, on my Linux just fine.
Okay.
They have their Windows on my Linux operating system. There's Windows. There's a border, top left, bottom right. It's closed open. It's a window.
I thought there was a Surface 3 Pro there we just didn't see yet or something.
Dude, no. I do never want to give that company that much money ever.
Okay. All right. That's very interesting. Can you access it like a cloud drive?
From a local like network, yes. I don't believe over the internet.
Okay. Neat. Really cool, man. I like that kind of stuff. Just have all these little phones plugged in all over the place in your house. Like, go NAS crazy.
Well, I have my old Droid X2 serving as my OpenVPN server. Via Servers Ultimate.
What's OpenVPN?
A virtual private network. When I'm out and about, I can VPN back into my network. So if I'm at a place I don't trust, I can VPN in and all my traffic will go from my phone to over the network, over the internet, down through my network, into my phone, through a tunnel that no one can see inside.
Ah. Sounds like a scary tunnel.
Scary for everyone else, perfectly safe for me.
So you'd get your internet that way? You're surfing the internet off of through the VPN?
Yeah. So
and then you've got access to all your files too?
Yes. Access to all my files, all my local resources here at my house. And to everyone on the internet, it appears like my traffic is emanating from my house, even though I'm at a public library or something.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I need to hook something like that. That'd be great. One of these days.
Cool, fellas. All right. Good apps. Good show. That is going to be it for today, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Android App Addicts. Tune in on Wednesday when we have another show for you. Talk to you later.